No, no, that's a new one on me.
I think that was when the liver and lights, which I said you didn't eat them.
No,
A person who kills and sells meat is called a
butcher. Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say that it's...
Well, if it was just getting strong, I'd say it's a little rank, probably. Because after it's spoiled, it's rotten.
What would you say about butter that was kept too long?
Well, it first gets strong, and then, of course, it gets beyond being strong and is ruined.
And milk that you let it sit and get thick?
Well, it sours and becomes clabber.
What can you make with that?
Oh, you make you churn. You if you leave the cream on it and it sours, and you churn it, and you have buttermilk, and then you have butter. The butter forms, you know, at the top, and you have your buttermilk. Which is,
what if you don't churn it? What else can you make out of it?
Cheese, I believe, because I've never heard of any cheese being made in this area.
What kind of cheese? Did you ever hear?
No, I'm just not that familiar with cheese making, Barbara. I have no idea about it.
And the first thing you do after milking?
Oh, you bring your milk in and you strain it.
And what can you make out of the hog liver?
Well, now we just, usually when we had liver, we just fried it, you know, kind of roasted it along.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't.
Did you ever hear of grinding up the liver and mixing cornmeal with it and then frying it and, well, after it gets cold, to slice it and fry it?
Sounds pretty good, but we never did do anything like that.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or pot hoss?
No, that's, I'm not at all familiar with that.
What about the blood? Do you ever hear of making anything?
No.
And if something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell
someone. Mmm, smells good.
Or would you just want that?
Love to smell that. If it was something that smelled good to me, I'd say, smells good.
Okay. And you'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is...
the real thing.
This is
genuine.
Genuine.
Huh? Genuine.
And if you were buying something wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you say you're buying it in...
bulk.
And a sweet spread you can put on toast or biscuits.
A sweet spread,
mm-hmm.
Jelly or jam would be what I would.
And what you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt, pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and the child wanted one, he'd tell you.
I want an apple.
And he'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
down yonder.
Okay.
Down yonder. Up yonder.
And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you're not rich, you're
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What father was rich, next door was a child.
That's rich.
I'm talking about his father was rich. Next door was a child.
Wait a minute. I don't think I understood what you...
Next door was a child, what father was rich.
Whose father was rich.
Okay. Did you ever say that his father was rich?
Yeah, you probably would many, many times hear that his father was rich.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you have a peach?
Peach orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard. He'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to somebody else and say, he's the man.
It's his'em.
Huh?
It's his'em.
Okay. And the inside part of a cherry?
The pit.
Okay. What about in the peach?
That's a seed. We would say seed, yeah, peach seed, never a peach pit.
And the part inside the seed?